Other fixin's. Tea ready? I'm hungry enough to eat a graven image." So said Joseph Bartlett, but he failed to make his words good, for when he sat down to the table, he ate little and slowly. And between mouthfuls he fell into reveries, staring at his plate, with his knife and fork poised upright at either side. "Did you see Minnie at the store?" asked Mrs. Bartlett. "No, there wasn't anybody there except Mrs. Allen and them two children of Maggie's. They looked desperate miserable. Never saw such sickly-looking young ones. Robertses to the backbone, that's what they are."
Did you speak to them, Pa?" asked Mrs. Bartlett timidly.
"Eh, what's that? Speak to 'em? It's likely, ain't it? I thought you knew me better than that. When I say a thing, I stand by it."
Mrs. Bartlett sighed. "I do wonder if Maggie'll have a good dinner tomorrow," she said wistfully. "I heard that John hadn't sent her any money for a long time."
"How do you hear things like that?" exclaimed Joseph Bartlett angrily. "I've told you often enough that I'm not going to have you gossiping to people about her."
"It was the minister's wife told me, Father."
"The minister's wife can mind her own business then. As for Maggie and her young'uns, I don't care whether they've got a good Thanksgiving dinner or no dinner at all. Maggie made her bed and must lie in it. She might have known what to expect when she married John Roberts. I dare say it's quite likely he hasn't sent her anything lately. He'll never make good enough to bring himself home. It was just like his foolishness starting off to the Klondike. Thought he was going to pick up gold by the handfuls, I suppose, instead of staying home and looking after his wife and family. Now, don't you mention Maggie's name to me again, Mother." Mrs. Bartlett did not remind her husband that he had been the first to mention it. She only sighed again and proceeded to clear away the dishes. Then she stepped softly about the pantry, preparing the Thanksgiving dinner for the morrow's cooking, while Joseph Bartlett smoked moodily in the chimney corner. 12 years before this, their only daughter, Maggie, had married John Roberts against her father's will. He had never forgiven her for it. He had forbade her his house and had never spoken to her from that day. Maggie had all her father's pride and obstinacy. She never sought a reconciliation. Her mother spoke to her when they met, but Joseph Bartlett had forbidden his wife to visit Maggie, and although it nearly broke her heart, she obeyed. Maggie had had a hard time since her marriage. Her husband was poor and never seemed to get along. 2 years before this, he had gone to Klondike, and Maggie had lived alone with her two children ever since. Klondike remittances were few and scanty, but if she found it hard to make both ends meet, she never complained. At 9 o'clock, the Bartletts went to bed. On the pantry dresser, the turkey reposed in state, stuffed with Joseph's favorite sage and onion dressing. A big, firm, white cabbage lay in a pan beside it, flanked with a couple of turnips. Above it, on the shelf, were two rich mince pies, a dish of cranberry jelly, and a plate of red apples. Joseph Bartlett stood at the pantry door and looked at the good things approvingly, while his wife covered the turkey with a towel. "Pretty appetizing, Mother, pretty appetizing," he said. "I can't take no pleasure in them," his wife said sadly, "when I don't know whether Maggie'll have a good dinner tomorrow or not." "I wish you'd stop harping about Maggie. Didn't I tell you not to speak about her again? She'll have as good a dinner as she deserves, probably. I'm going to bed." Thanksgiving morning dawned fair and bright. Joseph Bartlett arose at 7. "I declare I'm tireder than when I went to bed," he said. "I don't feel a bit rested. Now, just look at the mud on my boots, will you, Mother? How on earth did I get 'em in such a mess? I was as careful as I could be yesterday. You'll have to slick 'em up a bit for church time." When Mrs. Bartlett went downstairs, the fire was on and her husband had gone out to the barn. She went into the pantry for the oatmeal and became aware of a curious sense of bareness. Where was the turkey? The mince pies? The vegetables? Nowhere to be seen. She opened the lower door of the cupboard and peered in. No, they were not there. It was curious. Pa must have moved 'em. But where had he put 'em? "Pa," she said to her husband, who entered at that moment with an armful of wood, "what have you done with the turkey and things?"
"Done with 'em? Why, I ain't touched 'em," Joseph Bartlett responded in bewilderment.
Mrs. Bartlett sat down on the nearest chair. "Well?"